Hi, girls.
Hi, Dad.
What have you girls been talking about?
About periods, Daddy. Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, honey. What is it?
Does Aunt Carol have periods?
Yes, Jill. All women have periods about every 4 weeks.
But, Dad, men don't have periods, do they?
That's right, honey. Men do not. Only women. What? From inside a woman's body comes outside from an opening between her legs about every 4 weeks.
But the blood, won't it get on her clothes?
No, it won't, because you use a sanitary pad.
Sanitary pad?
Yes, a sanitary pad.
Susie, what's a sanitary pad?
Come on, Jill, I'll show you. I'm having my period now.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, March 29th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, a child's nightlight is a magical gateway to the exciting world of hardcore pornography. Plus, we listen to a Distorted View listener fist himself and shit out lubricant. What else do you people want?
Are you on the internet? Isn't that for techno geeks with spreadsheets?
I love mushrooms.
I'm a human being!
This makes my pussy throb just thinking about it.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, Tim back here with you, starting up a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily, of course. At the top of the show, I would like to take just a moment and honor one Distorted View listener. He recently did something pretty freak-worthy, and I feel it deserves a mention. Everyone give P-gasm a round of applause. Yes, a very light applause there, but, you know, not like he fucking cured cancer or something. All he did was shove his hand up his asshole, which is impressive. Don't get me wrong. That's why I'm honoring him. P-gasm turned to our Discord and posted a video of his attempt. I feel like I should forward our Discord information over to Microsoft. They're currently trying to buy Discord for like billions of dollars. Are you sure you want this, Microsoft? This is kind of what's going on in many Discords. Maybe it's just our Discord. I don't know. Anyway, so P-gasm tried to fist himself. He posted the video in the Not Safe for Work channel. You can check it out for yourself. All you got to do is join the Distorted View Discord. There is a link on the main navigation bar over there, distortedview.com. Everyone is invited in to the gaping anus of the DV Discord. Here's a little bit of Chad. I think his real name is Chad, right? Fisting himself. Ugh, very squishy. I believe he's using coconut oil as a lubricant. He's getting a lot of his fist in there. Not bad for a first attempt. And as he's pulling out his hand, definitely tell his butthole is stretched open. And then following the video, there are some pictures. In case you're looking for a new wallpaper for your desktop. I feel like in most chat rooms, people would respond. Like the first comment would be, holy fuck, why are you doing that to yourself? Instead, here on the Distorted View Discord, the first comment is, nice. Followed by, that has to be the hairiest ass I've seen in a long while. Except for the perfect bald ring around your anus. It's like a fairy ring of hair. P-gasm also provided a link to the aftermath. Not a cum fart. It's coconut oil fart. And there's some coconut oil oozing out of his butthole. Very nice. Wedgelet, Duke of Cuntsbridge, replied, if we only had smell-o-vision. And P-gasm here said, well, I douched first. Good boy. And coconut oil, of course, smells good. So, yeah, it's probably the best smelling that a fart can get. He's really tooting his own ass, isn't he? Dr. Hugbeast in the chat replied, I hate all of this. It's too much for Dr. Hugbeast. That's what's happening in our Discord. Some people are grossed out by hairy asses. Not me. I think it gives the butt texture. I think it makes it look interesting. I'm for it. I don't have a hairy ass. Maybe that's why. If I wasn't so fat, I would be considered a twink. A hairless, underage-looking twink. If it weren't for my gray hair, beard, and fucking fupa, I'd be a hot commodity in the gay world. Butt stuff really does seem to be the topic du jour over there in the Not Safe for Work channel. Black Prophet Legacy posted a link to an interesting video. You know, when I think of butt plugs, and I think about them often, some nights I just lay in bed pondering butt plugs. The history of butt plugs. What size butt plug would be good for me? Sometimes I count butt plugs trying to get to sleep. What would I name a pet butt plug? Probably Pokey. Butt plugs are one of those, like, sex toys that don't really change much. There's not a lot of innovation. I feel like vibrators get all the attention. They get cool new shapes and new functionality, fucking Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. Meanwhile, butt plugs are just simple, static. They're cone-shaped. They get the job done. It's really a case of function over form. Very utilitarian, but they lack a little pizzazz. Someone needs to come and shake up the butt plug. Give it a bit of razzmatazz. A little zhuzhing, you know. Well, Black Prophet Legacy linked to a video from the Pleasure Dome Adult Shop. They're selling something called the Tunnel Plug by Perfect Fit. And sure enough, these gentlemen have taken the lowly, humble butt plug and kicked it up a notch. To use an early 2000s term, bam! That's something Chef Emeril Lagasse would say. Remember him? Anyway, so yeah, let's learn about the tunnel butt plug.
Hey guys, you'd be astonished at all the things that have gone up my ass, but never anything like this. This is the coolest butt plug I have ever seen. It's the tunnel plug. First of all, the material is very pliable. And depending on the size of the plug, be it medium, large, or for some of you, extra large, the hole is also bigger that goes through it.
So it's basically a hollowed out butt plug. Also, this butt plug is a lot stubbier than a standard butt plug. It's not as long. Why would you want a tunneled out butt plug? Well, let's let this homosexual tell us why.
So instead of just plugging someone's butt, you can open it up, use their hole, and let your imagination go wild. You can easily put fingers, lube injectors, or small vibes right in the plug. And it makes water sports a lot of fun, too.
You can pee right inside their gaping butthole. I don't know how much this thing costs, but it's doing double duty. And I hate to use the term duty when talking about butt plugs. But, you know, it's a butt plug. And it's kind of like a speculum prying open the asshole so you can, like, do stuff. You can, like, look into the butthole. You can use your finger and, like, touch deep within the ass without the butt being so tight, you know? You can really, like, look and see what's going on in there. You can pee right in the butthole. The problem with peeing in the ass is you got to get your dick in the hole. Otherwise, you know, you're peeing onto the asshole and it's going to splash about. So you need to get your dick in the asshole. But when your dick is in the asshole, chances are you're hard. It's going to be harder to pee, right? We've all been there. We've all tried to pee in someone's ass. Very difficult.
There's got to be a better way.
Now there is with the tunnel. Why isn't this an infomercial product?
The clear one has the added benefit, aside from the sensation, of course, of letting you actually see inside the other person.
Yeah, they sell, of course. They've always got to sell, like, the white version and the black version. In this case, it's a clear version and a black version. Why would anyone pick the black version?
That's racist!
It's not a racial thing. It's a functionality slash feature thing. God, everyone's got to be so goddamn PC. Gotta make sure to offer a black version.
The double tunnel is the same concept, except it has an extra plug that tapers down to the end. These are for more experienced players, but still lots of fun to play with.
Maybe we should all chip in and buy P-Gasm a set of these things. I like this channel, by the way, the Pleasure Dome Adult Shop. All of their products are fucking ridiculous.
Hey guys, I'm sure by now you've heard of Hump Gear.
Have you been living under a goddamn rock? Hump Gear, we... Everyone knows about Hump Gear.
I'm sure by now you've heard of Hump Gear, the world's first super stretchy, fuckable butt plug. Last year, it was one of the best-selling sex toys in online and retail stores around the world. After the huge success of the original version,
we found out the rubber used in the production of Hump Gear causes leukemia. We feel awful about that one, so we'd like to offer you a 10% discount on your next Hump Gear product. Use promo code OOPSIE as in, oopsie, we so sorry for giving your penis a tumor. Wah, wah. All right, moving on. I've got a couple pieces of random audio. Oh, but real quick, I got to mention this. Last week or the week before on the show, I was talking about a subreddit that I found fascinating where people share unpopular things that they don't like or like. For instance, someone here thinks plants are more interesting than animals. Another man likes to dip his steak in orange juice. That's an unpopular opinion, I think. Another person here eats the whole apple, including the core. A fucking psychopath. One woman likes to smell her own tampons. Hold on. I gotta read this one. I like to smell my tampons. This partially started after my partner came inside of me and to stop that shit from leaking out. What? Oh, so she put a tampon in her pussy. Once the juices were sopped up, out of sheer intrusive thought, curiosity. What? Out sheer intrusive thought, curiosity. I smelled it. Fast forward to my period. I wonder what it smells like again, and it smelled like bloody cum, which was amusingly accurate to me. Fast forward some more, we're currently in a monogamous relationship, and smelling my tampons now pleasantly reminds me of how much I miss my partner in sex. She seems a little slow, doesn't she, based on the way she writes and actually smelling her tampon. No matter what juices get sopped up in the tampon, she's sniffing it. Cum, piss, blood, whatever. She'll take a whiff. The real reason why I brought this community up again is I'm pretty sure one of you freaks joined after I talked about it, and they posted something really in the voice of Tim. They believe N should be in front of M in the alphabet. I had a whole alphabet rant about a year ago. I didn't like the way the alphabet was set up. I thought we could get rid of some letters completely, and we should be able to rearrange. Like, why does the alphabet have to start with A? It doesn't make any sense. Who came up with that, right? The person here says, it primarily feels just so simply wrong that it goes JKLMNOP. But there are actually multiple reasons. First of all, multiple reasons why he thinks that N should come first. First of all, M, as in Mary, looks like a more complex version of N. Almost as if N is a building block for the letter M. So why would you put M in front of N? And the other important reason is that M is way bigger than N. So how is N supposed to see past the M when it is directly behind it, right? This is retarded fucking thinking like me. We are kindred spirits. This person is talking about how tall these letters are, which is not even true, right? All letters are basically the same size, especially N and M. This person is saying that it's almost like you're standing behind a 6'5" tall man at a concert. You wouldn't be happy about that, right? So the M should be a good letter and let the N get in front of it. I think that would be a good first little step to a better world and a better alphabet. Guys, do I sound as dumb as that when I'm sharing with you my brilliant new theories and ideas? I hope not. I thought it would be fun to check in with the Wank Bank. These are chronic masturbators calling into a voicemail line. These are all brand new calls for the month of March. And we start with Mr. Diddle. Oh.
Oh, God. I'm enjoying my penis so much. I love my penis.
This guy sounds very familiar. Kind of sounds like the Gonna Get Brown guy.
Isn't that pretty? What are you going to do, honey? You going to get brown?
I'm going to get brown.
You going to get brown?
I'm going to get brown for you, baby.
I'm going to get brown.
Now let's go back to Mr. Diddle.
Enjoying my penis so much.
Maybe not the same guy.
I love my penis. I love masturbating. I love masturbating.
Yeah, we know.
I enjoy my penis. Ah, I love my penis. Oh, God. Oh, I'm stroking so hard.
This goes on for 2.5 minutes.
I masturbate every day. I masturbate. Oh, my God, that's great.
You'd think the end of the phone call would be them coming, but that's not typically what happens on these wank bank calls because, you know, gooners will bait for hours on end.
Oh, my God. My
so a lot, of phone calls just peter out.
Fucking love it.
And just then he just sort of hangs up or the time limit is reached. Next up is a sissy masturbator.
Masturbate as much as I can.
Yeah, these are his goals.
I also want him
wants to masturbate as much as possible.
Cross-dress more. I want to be able to wear all my girly clothes anywhere and everywhere that I can.
One day the world will accept you for who you are.
It makes my little girl cock hard.
Okay.
Oh, and it makes my ass hungry.
Oh.
And I just, I want to come so hard, but I don't want to.
This is why it's so hard to be a gooner. You want to come, but you don't want to come. You got a cock, but you're a sissy. Your whole life is full of contradictions.
I feel so good and so bad and so naughty. I'm such a naughty girl. Just playing with my girl cock.
Dare I play anymore? We've got one from Ding Dong Masturbator.
I'm going to be frank. I'm not a man.
Oh.
But a chronic, habitual masturbator. I need to masturbate three, four, five, or six times a day. I am a masturbator even though real men don't masturbate.
Hey!
I'm chronic, addicted masturbator.
I'm a real man. I'm a real boy.
A masturbator listening to this will find the words dong, penis, no pussy masturbator,
gooner,
no clothes masturbator, jerk junkie, pathetic, chronic masturbator, hot.
Believe it or not, there is a woman that calls into the Wank Bank line. Her name is Jane. I can't figure out if she's old and just grizzly,
maybe a little smoky, sucking down those Newports,
or if she is trans. Take a listen.
Oh yeah, Mister, I'm having a really good session. Been into it for an hour.
That's Cheryl Murkowski calling in, using a vibrator on herself. I recognize that voice anywhere.
Oh,
oh, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my pussy feels so good.
This is a guy pretending to be a woman, right? But she calls in a lot on the Wank Bank line. Maybe this is how he gets off.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's doing some light weed whacking.
Woke up early and just chapped on her.
What?
Wake her up.
Not even making sense.
Smell how horny she is.
She talks about herself in the third person.
Smell how horny she is.
It's so gross.
I need to masturbate.
Well, what the hell have you been doing? Maybe she is doing yard work.
I'm just out in the backyard. Thought I'd give you a call.
Yeah.
Trimming the bush.
Oh.
So to speak.
I'm on the edge this morning. I'm going to edge her up good.
Yeah. Again, still not sure if she's talking about her pussy or yard work.
Oh.
Using the edger.
Had a big orgasm.
Oh, well.
Love Saturday morning bait. Yeah.
Well, I think this person might be my favorite caller into the Wank Bank, and I'm not sure what I'm listening to. All right. Well, thank you very much, Jane. Jane from Chicago, and all the callers into the Wank Bank masturbation hotline.
I love to masturbate my penis. Love to worship my cock. My cock is God.
Okay, everyone except for you, because that's blasphemous. We love Jesus on this podcast. We gotta get your devil energy out of this place. Everyone sing with me. I have Jesus with me all the time. I have J-E-S-U-S with me all the time.
Hail cock. Hail penis. Praise phallus.
Oh, the wickedness has not yet been banished. We gotta sing louder.
Praise holy phallus.
He will escape the EU if you ask him to. He will escape the EU if you ask him to. Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Wicked, wicked.
Oh, it feels so good. Oh, yeah. Just masturbate your penis with me.
Demonic forces have infiltrated this podcast. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View Daily and want to make sure this thing continues on for a long, long time, consider signing up and becoming a member of the DV Sideshow. That's our member site where you gain full access to the entire archive of programs. Distorted View, believe it or not, is one of the longest running podcasts in the history of podcasting. Can you imagine such a disgusting show gets that distinction, that honor? Kind of funny, actually. We've been at this since December 2004. There are thousands of past shows in the archives. More importantly, though, when you sign up and become a member of the Sideshow, you gain access to new exclusive shows we do every week just for paying members, usually two times a week, Tuesday and Thursday. I'll be doing a Sideshow exclusive program tomorrow. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. And best part, memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Tons of options available. Again, check it out, superfreaksideshow.com, or there are links on distortedview.com. Other ways to support the program, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. Every little bit helps. Pledge a dollar, you get access to all my little Patreon posts. $5, you get access to a special voicemail line. It goes on from there. I'm going to be sending out some physical goodies, some DV merchandise to people who pledge $20. Is a level over there. Occasionally I'll send some stuff out to your physical address. So if you would like to check it out, patreon.com/distortedview. Thank you to all of my patrons. And of course, Sideshow members, you are the reason this show continues. By the way, thank you so much and welcome Anthony. Anthony is the newest patron. Also Drew and Kung Pao Kitten, G, Corey, thank you, everyone, Laura, sorry, I'm stumbling because I'm looking through my emails and they're all mixed in there. Thank you to everyone who, continues to support the show through either the Patreon or Sideshow or both. As the kids say, you the real MVP. All right, three very quick stories. I'm sorry, I just gave myself douche chills. I should not try to act cool or say cool things. I don't even think that was a cool thing to say. Kids don't say that. Middle-aged men say that. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, a mom was left horrified after her neighbor's porn accidentally started playing through her child's nightlight while she was asleep. I don't know about you guys, but I think it's time for a distorted view in sensitive reenactment.
Cindy, it is time to go to sleep.
I don't wanna.
I don't care if you don't want to. It's bedtime.
I've got ghosts in my room.
You don't have ghosts in your room. You're stalling. Good night, Cindy. What, Cindy? What do you want?
Don't forget to leave the nightlight on for me.
All right. Good night, Cindy.
Night, Mommy. Please, ghosts. Stay away tonight. Night, Mommy. Night, Daddy. Night, Jesus.
Praise holy fellow.
Ah! What?
Praise holy cock.
Oh!
Praise holy Jesus.
What in tarnation is going on in here?
There's a ghost and you're talking about holy things, but he doesn't sound... it!
Oh, for goodness sakes! This is all your imagination! Go back to sleep! Here, I'm gonna turn off the light and put your nightlight back on, okay? No more interruptions! Night, sweetie.
Oh! I'll just shut my eyes. Try to count sheep. One sheep. Two sheep. Three.
Look at these lovely big tits. Do you know what we are? We're fucking cock destroyers, aren't we, babe?
Fucking destroyers.
Yeah, fucking cock destroyers. We love to just get your dick and fucking de-spunk them fucking balls.
Honestly, the ghosts are talking about de-spunking balls!
De-spunking what?
They said they were gonna destroy my cock!
Cindy!
What the ghost said.
There are no ghosts in your room.
But I keep hearing...
It's all your imagination.
Like my imaginary friends talking to me?
Yeah, if that'll put your mind at ease and get you to go to fucking sleep, yeah, it's like imaginary friends.
Oh, that makes sense.
Now, for the love of God, go to bed.
Okay, don't forget the nightlight.
Okay, good night, Cindy.
Hello? Cock destroyers? Are you still there? Okay.
It's time for another dose of my spunk all over your fucking whore face, isn't it, baby?
Hi, I'm Cindy.
You dirty fucking slut, are you?
Sure. If you'll be my friend.
I know that as I'm making this, you're on the other end of this, and you're masturbating your little fucking wet, smelly little cunt before me.
How did you know I do that? I didn't think anyone could see me.
Oh, go away. I'm gonna come.
What is that racket?
I'm talking to my imaginary friend. Leave us alone!
Cindy, it is 3 a.m.
Oh, fuck!
What in the hell
oh,
is that?
Fuck. Oh, fuck!
Oh, my God!
That was quick! Oh, fuck!
You're just jealous because I made him spunk hard!
Look what you made me do! You fucking dirty whore! You fucking dirty, dirty fucking masturbating whore!
Yeah, that's what I am! A dirty masturbating whore! That's all I'll ever be! That's all I want!
Cindy, stop talking like that!
No, I believe my imaginary friends. I make them spunk. They saw me playing with my smelly twat.
No, Cindy! Those aren't imaginary friends talking to you. Some sort of radio interference coming from your nightlight.
No, Mother. You have set me down a path. It cannot be reversed. I will become a spunk whore. A cock destroyer! I will worship and hail penis!
No, Cindy, no!
I will thank you on stage when I receive my first AVN award for best anal scene, Mother!
My baby! What have I done? What have I done? What have I done?
The moral of the story, of course, is believe your children. When they tell you cock destroyers are visiting them at night, take that shit seriously. All right. That was a very dark and sensitive reenactment. Did I say dark? I meant dumb. That was a very dumb and sensitive reenactment. A mom was left horrified after her neighbor's porn accidentally played through her child's nightlight while she was asleep. Dawn Lothian from Edinburgh had put her daughter to bed when she was startled by a loud moaning sound coming from her bedroom. Sounds like your little baby discovered her little button. She quickly realized the noises were coming from an X-rated movie, and she was shocked to find it had somehow connected through the Bluetooth nightlight. The 29-year-old said, "I was sitting in the living room and I heard a loud noise. Something like that. I muted the TV and went through to where my daughter was sleeping, and right enough, I heard the noises and I couldn't believe it." She went on and said, I shouted at my partner to have a listen as I was in shock. Luckily, my baby is far too young to understand what was going on. It was the first time it happened, and it was loud moaning. It's a starlight projector that you can connect music to via Bluetooth. Oh, well, that makes sense. Okay, so it sounds like her neighbor accidentally connected to her Bluetooth nightlight. A nightlight that is also really a speaker. I thought that it was just a nightlight and like weird noises were emitting from it. There's an actual speaker here. So Dawn left a note in the stairwell of the building asking the neighbor to disconnect their Bluetooth from the nightlight. Her note read, whoever was watching porn last night at 11:30 p.m. has connected their device to our baby's nightlight. Can you please disconnect it ASAP? Thanks. The mom said she's been unable to pinpoint which neighbor is responsible. Yeah, I doubt they're going to come forward. She thinks the note worked because the porn fiasco has not been repeated. Dawn said, I haven't tracked down the neighbor, but I think they got the point as it got disconnected. So there you go. Speaking of sexy Bluetooth devices, a company called Cam Soda is using the power of internet-connected toys, like vibrators, through GruBuzz. What is GruBuzz or GruBuzz? Well, it's a service that alerts its users the status of their order by sending vibrations to the toy. So say like you ordered some food to be delivered and you wanted to masturbate first. Based on the frequency of the vibrations, you can sort of track your package. This is almost dumber than the whole N coming before M in the alphabet argument we read about earlier. With different stages of one's order, the vibration's frequency will gradually increase. For example, when the restaurant receives the order, the toy's vibrations will start slowly. The vibration will progressively increase as the driver picks up the food and leaves the restaurant with the order until the driver gets to one's door. I don't know why anyone would want this, honestly. I'm trying to figure that one out. I mean, I guess there are times where you're going to want to masturbate before you get your food. That actually sounds really nice. Sounds like the perfect evening, doesn't it? You get off, eat some food, watch a movie, go to sleep. And actually, it might be great if it's timed perfectly. You know what I mean? And thanks to the vibrations through GruBuzz, that might be possible. You might be climaxing right as the driver is, pulling up to your driveway, bringing you piping hot food. Users in the United States have to obtain a curated email address from Cam Soda, which they will hook to their delivery apps like Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash, or Postmates. When an email is sent from their delivery app updating them on the status of their order, it will then be sent to the Cam Soda generated email that will simultaneously set off a vibration to their teledildonic device so they may pleasure themselves while they wait. Okay. Seems needlessly complicated. Now vibrators are receiving emails. According to Cam Soda, a live streaming platform for adult webcams. I thought I recognized that name. According to Cam Soda, a live streaming platform for adult webcams and non-adult live streams. Okay, sure. It's also integrating. Have you ever watched a live stream on Cam Soda that wasn't X-rated? Really? Come on. I never thought to live stream on Cam Soda. Anyway, it is also integrating the GruBuzz or GrubBuzz technology with restaurant chains across the United States. I'm sure they'll be eager to hop on. With the technology, customers who are wearing a teledildonic device, basically, if someone has a Wi-Fi pussy egg crammed in their twat or butthole, they will be alerted through the device about their takeaway orders. This news article says, rather than holding on to one of those bulky handheld trackers, you know, like the restaurants give you, and then it starts buzzing when your seat is ready. It's the same thing, except it's a vibrating dildo in your cunt. All right. GruBuzz, whatever, is initially launched for females only. Well, that's sexist and wrong, but a male version will be available in the next few months. In 2018, Cam Soda also launched Rub Grub. That sounds so close to my Rump Hub idea. Rub Grub, a vibrator that placed a delivery order for a large cheese pizza for users following an orgasm. That's also a great idea. And it's really nothing like RumpHub. RumpHub was, if I remember correctly, kind of like Airbnb. This was a way to get around prostitution laws where you're simply renting the genitalia of another person. In this case, an asshole. RumpHub. I thought it was a great idea. Also a great idea, One Gym's newest promotion. If you don't get the COVID-19 vaccine, you get a free gym membership.
I'm retarded.
It's a well-thought-out promotion. Like, the worst place to have a bunch of people that haven't been vaccinated. Sweating, breathing heavily, grunting, open-mouth breathing. After Krispy Kreme announced the free donuts for those who get a COVID-19 vaccine, a gym owner in New Jersey is rewarding those who don't get vaccinated. Ian Smith, who says he's a co-worker of the Attili's Gym located in Belmar, posted on social media that he plans to give free memberships to customers who don't get the vaccine. In light of Krispy Kreme giving free donuts for receiving the COVID shot, here at the Attili's Gym, we're giving out free memberships to all those who don't get vaccinated because we believe in health. The real way. Exercise, good diet, plenty of vitamin D, zinc, and an environment to distress and infect, apparently. According to CBS Philadelphia, the gym opened in May 2020, which is not the best time to open a gym. I get why they have a chip on their shoulder about all of this. They started a legal battle over whether the state's order for non-essential businesses to close was constitutional. The gym repeatedly defied the shutdown order and was fined more than $130,000 last year. Interestingly enough, this very same guy, you know, the proponent of healthy living, got shit-faced one morning in 2007, ran a stop sign, and killed a 19-year-old. He pled guilty to vehicular manslaughter and was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison. There's some mixed messaging there, I think. Maybe he got his life together. It doesn't sound like he got his life together. But if you're in New Jersey and you really don't want that COVID vaccine, get yourself a free gym membership. Not a bad deal. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks. And there are many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Hey, I did want to mention that I missed Friday's show, but we made up for it on Sunday. So if you didn't catch that on the feed, there was a show yesterday. You know, I try to do 5 new shows a week. And if I screw up, miss one or have an appointment or something, I'll do it on another day. And that's apparently what happened. I'm pretty sure I did do a show yesterday. Go back and listen to that if you missed it. Let's check in with some freaks now.
Hey, Tibby-Boo, Fighting Cocksburg in California here. Props to you. Yep. Even people who don't normally pluck up every word they say still can't pronounce Valley. And you actually got that correct. And you actually were able to say the whole, you know, all the words for a GC aspect. So bravo to you. You're not the fuckard that we all think you are.
Oh, no. I am. Just occasionally, I can sound out the words. Once in a while, I get lucky. All right, next up here.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow member. I think I call myself Wraith Van Winkle. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, I don't give a shit about what my name is. Anyway, 2 things. Unicorn Hamster, fuck off. I hate your voice. You're so stupid with your fucking... hey, what's up, guys? It's Unicorn Amp stuff, blah, blah. Fuck off. I'm so sick of hearing that guy.
Voicemail Wars!
Voicemail Wars!
Voicemail Wars!
Voicemail Wars!
Voicemail Wars!
Is that a good new intro for Voicemail Wars? No? Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
Second thing, I wanted to say, as a 40-year-old man playing GTA 5 or Grand Theft Auto 5 online while high is one of the funnest fucking things you can do.
I have played GTA 5, of course, because I haven't been living under a fucking rock. Got it for the PlayStation or whatever. But I've never done the online stuff. I don't know if I'd like that. What's the difference, honestly? What goes on there? Explain it. I mean, I guess I could Google it, but I like when you guys explain stuff to me and make me feel stupid from a masochist like that.
And I was wondering if any of the freaks also play GTA 5 online and might want to like hook up and play sometime. My username is Fishhook Seppuku. So anyway, I'm just throwing that out.
Good luck finding him
out there in case anybody wants to play. All right, you'll probably play this message in like, I don't know, June of 2021. I'm still way behind. I'm
not quite, almost June. But yeah, okay, so I mean, I get GTA Online. You can play with other people and stuff. Like, but what do you do?
Hi, Tim, you careless fairy.
Yep.
This is Sideshow Freak, Kiss and Palamet. We're driving through the middle of Kansas. We're lost. Me and my girlfriend went to visit her sister in Topeka, Kansas. The shithole, as you can imagine. We drove by the Westboro Baptist Church.
It's a real tourist attraction.
And looked at that. Never been there before.
Hey, is there still that house that's like next door that's all... It's like painted in gay rainbow colors. I remember some group or some person bought that house just to antagonize the Westboro Baptist Church.
They got a fags.com banner on there. They had thought of you, Timmy Boo. So, take it easy.
How that church is doing. You know, after Fred Phelps died, it's sort of withering away. We don't see him too much in the news anymore. I feel like they really had something with their, like, song parodies and stuff that they used to do. You know, like they would turn This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land into, like, This Land Is Fag Land. You know what I mean? Like, everything would be about fags, which is funny. They'd take a popular song of Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, and turn it into Fag Romance. Talk about the evils of sodomy. Like, that was fun. You know, I loved playing those at the top of the show. Then they started to like branch out, and their parody songs were about like people who don't go to church. It just wasn't as fun. I'm on their site right now. Their most recent parody is from November of 2020, so a while ago, not too long ago. They were doing a parody of the Foo Fighters' "Times Like These."
It's times like these. This world is not your friend. It's times like these. You turn. It's times like these you mourn for all your sin.
Yeah, see, like, no mention of fag sex.
It's times like these you obey and repent. It's times like these the devil's lies will end.
Oh my god, and the guy singing is just so whiny. How dare you defile the Foo Fighters like that. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Hey, guys, you'd be astonished at all the things that have gone up my ass.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. Tomorrow's podcast is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Otherwise, I will see you back on Wednesday. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I see the headlines every day. People sin in every way that make that sin their cause. I see the constant fighting. Every man thinks he's the light and gives no thought to God. Ah, it's times like these, this world is not your friend. It's times like these, you turn away from men. It's times like these, you mourn for all your sin. It's times like these you obey and repent.
It's just going to be kind of a mostly cloudy and cooler day before system number 2 takes aim at us, and we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms from that system unfolding first thing on Thursday.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.